We have been without this crucial link, Derry to Dublin, now for 16 years. It was removed by the then government. And as you know, if you look at the map of Ireland, we don't have a motorway. We don't have a train link directly to Derry, to Donegal, to the northwest. The restoration of this air link is key. I welcome the fact it has been agreed to by government. We just need timelines. We need clear timelines.
Minister.
Thanks, Deputy. I do agree with you. This is a critical route, and I'm happy to give you an update on this. It was a programme for government commitment, as you know, as well, to re-establish the route. And I do thank you for your continued interest in this, and we're committed to supporting vibrant, inclusive and sustainable communities throughout Ireland where people can live, work and connect. And you've made the point very validly in relation to the North West. Many stakeholders have recognised that it is an area that is relatively underserved by transport connectivity. We're improving that, but it needs to be improved further. Government-funded PSO air services previously operated on the route for a 10-year period set up to 2011. And this context, in line with the objectives of building our shared island, we did commit as a government to engage with all relevant stakeholders to establish air connectivity between Dublin and Derry City airports. And I've met with Derry City Airport myself, and indeed with the Chamber of Commerce also, and indeed with your colleagues in Donegal County Council. So last year we decided that pending progress on the A5 motorway upgrade, preparatory work to reintroduce the PSO air service to establish air connectivity between Dublin and Derry airports in 2026 will be progressed. We're fully committed to the reintroduction of the PSO service on this route, which will be funded through the Shared Island Fund. And as announced in Budget 2026, government has doubled the resources available under this fund out to 2035. My officials are progressing the preparatory work to establish the service, and that's really now well advanced. 22nd of December last, we published a market-sounding survey. Views of stakeholders, including those who might avail of the service, were sought on the service, and that's important we do that, and the specifications of the service, what would potentially best meet the requirements of a PSO air service in terms of aircraft type, capacity, frequency of services. Engagement on the survey was really positive. Over 700 responses were received, confirming the interest in and recognised benefits of this air service. So effectively what we're looking at doing, the findings is that all things being equal, it's expected that following a two-month tender procedure, a contract will be awarded for the commencement of services this October. So this will align with the winter 2026 airline scheduling season. Thanks, Minister. Looking forward to it, and it's on track at the moment.
Deputy.
Thanks, Minister, for your response. And I will obviously have many battles back and forth with government, but this is a welcome news to the North West, and it is tribute. You've mentioned Letterkenny Chamber of Commerce, Derry Chamber of Commerce. As you know, they work together for the region. 40% of the passengers that use Derry Airport come from Donegal, and for people elsewhere in Ireland, sometimes that geography can be lost. I mean, essentially, Derry serves the entire region, including North Donegal. So it is a crucial link. We have been devastated, obviously, with the A5 and the delays, the legal challenges. So this is one that gives people hope. So please, all I'm asking, Minister, do not let the October timeline slip. I'm advised it's critical for the overall package of the airport. As you know, they're connecting into Heathrow and various airports in England and Scotland and indeed other countries. But this is part of that package to continue to build confidence in the North West that we're rebalancing with the rest of the island.
Sure. Look, I too share your disappointment with regard to the A5. We're still committed to doing that whenever legal challenges and planning issues are dispensed with. In the meantime, this is critical. I think this route is viable, is needed. We're going to support it with the public service obligation. Timelines I've given are robust. So I very much expect this service to be up and running in October, in time for contract awards in October, and a commencement of the services in October, and aligning with that winter 2026 schedule, because it will not just provide connectivity between Dublin and Derry, but onwards from there. And certainly from a geographical perspective, it is critical for the North West. It will drive investment. Like I met with the Chambers of Commerce, as you know, on both sides of the border, with Derry City and Strabane District Council as well. And there is, you know, on the Letterkenny side, substantial land banks there for further investment, employment growth. And also, I think there'll be a very good tourism offering there for people. So really looking forward to being up. We are watching it. I'm confident in the timelines I've given you, and thank you for your support for this project.
Just finally and briefly, to welcome your firm commitment here today. It's really good news for the Derry Airport, and it's good news. I want to also commend, as you mentioned, the two councils, Derry Strabane and Donegal. They create the vision of the North West City region. They really speak with one voice, as you know, Minister. So this is really good news for Donegal, Derry, Tyrone, that North West region as a whole. So I'll leave it at that, and I appreciate the firm commitment.
Minister?
Just very briefly, look, I think this is another project that shows the benefits of the Shared Islands Initiative. And it's bringing our people together on the island of Ireland and making and normalising further relations. And I think it's a fantastic example by how both local authorities work together and the Chambers of Commerce. The border doesn't exist, and that is... That is critical in this, because people are working together, bringing investment in, people working both sides of the border that's there. Shared Island Fund is a really important enabler, and the Taoiseach, just to say, has been incredibly supportive of this project too. We're happy to work with it. They've been really constructive partners, both Donegal County Council, Derry and Strabane as well, and the Chambers of Commerce. And to be fair, politicians across the House, including yourself, being very supportive of this. So look forward to it opening. Maybe we'll take a flight up there together, okay?